Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 270. Apple Intelligence now features Image Playground, Genmoji, Writing Tools Enhancements, Seamless Support for ChatGPT, and Visual Intelligence. Happy holidays and welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, coming to you from the shimmering northern lights in the backdrop of the Chugach Mountains in Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will learn about the news from Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple Intelligence now featuring Image Playground, Genmoji, Writing Tools Enhancements, Seamless Support for ChatGPT, and Visual Intelligence. This came with Apple's release this week of iOS 18.2, iPadOS 18.2, and macOS Sequoia 15.2, introducing a brand new set of Apple Intelligence features that will elevate users' experience with iPhone, iPad, and Mac. Let's go to the show. With this release, Apple Intelligence delivers creative new ways to express themselves visually with Image Playground, create the perfect emoji for any situation with Genmoji, and make their writing even more dynamic with new enhancements to writing tools. Users with an iPhone 16 or iPhone 16 Pro can instantly learn about their surroundings with visual intelligence with camera control. And now with ChatGPT integrated into writing tools in Siri, users can tap into ChatGPT's expertise without having to switch between apps, helping them get things done faster and easier than ever before. Let's delve deeper into these features, and you can see screenshots of them at the Mac Minutes podcast host page at macminutes.blubrry.net. Our first feature is design fun original images with Image Playground. The Image Playground experience allows users to easily create fun and unique images with concepts like themes, costumes, accessories, and places. Users can add their own text descriptions and can even create images in the likeness of a family member or friend using photos from their photo library. Image Playground generates images in distinct styles, including animation, a modern 3D animated look, and illustration, which offers images with shapes, clear lines, and color blocking. The experience is integrated right into messages, making it easier than ever to create images for conversations as well into apps like Freeform, Keynote, and many others. Image Playground is also available as a brand new dedicated app. Our next feature is create Genmoji to fit any moment. With the power of Apple Intelligence, emoji is taken to the next level with Genmoji, making conversations with family and friends more fun and playful, and opening up entirely new ways to communicate. By simply typing a description into the emoji keyboard, a Genmoji will appear, including multiple options to choose from. With images from their own photo library, users can take Genmoji even further by creating one that is inspired by a friend or family member. Personalized Genmoji can be customized with accessories, like a hat or sunglasses, and can reflect themes or activities to make them even more personal and unique. Just like emoji, Genmoji can be added in line to messages or shared as a sticker or reaction in a tap back. Our next feature moves fun to productivity, taking notes to the next level with Image Wand. The Notes app gets new tools to make note-taking more visual and dynamic. With Image Wand in the tool palette, users can easily create images in their note using the written or visual context already captured within the note. Image Wand transforms a rough sketch into a polished image by simply circling it. Users can even circle empty space within a note, and Image Wand will gather context from the surrounding area using on-device generative models to analyze the handwritten or typed text to create a relevant image that complements the note and makes it even more visual. Users can create images with the animation, illustration, and an additional sketch style in Image 1. The next feature is also a productivity tool by describing changes in writing tools. Writing tools build on the existing options of rewrite, proofread, and summarize with the new ability for users to specify the change they'd like to make using the new Describe Your Change option. Describe Your Change gives users even more flexibility and control when they'd like to make their writing sound more expressive, such as to add more dynamic action words to their resume or even rewrite a dinner party invitation in the form of a poem, and more. Just like all of the features with writing tools, this new Describe Your Change option is also available system-wide across Apple and many third-party apps. The next feature is more informative, learning more about your surroundings in one click with visual intelligence. A new visual intelligence experience builds on Apple Intelligence and helps users learn about objects and places instantly, thanks to the new camera control on the iPhone 16 lineup. Visual intelligence can summarize and copy text, translate text between languages, detect phone numbers or email addresses with the option to add to contacts, and more. Camera control also allows users to search Google so they can see where they can buy an item or benefit from ChatGPT's problem-solving skills to ask for an explanation about a complex diagram such as class notes. Users are in control of when third-party tools are used and what information is shared. Our next feature brings Apple Intelligence into Siri by tapping into ChatGPT with Siri and writing tools. Apple is enabling ChatGPT access in Siri and writing tools experiences within iOS, iPadOS, and macOS, allowing users to access its expertise as well as its image and document understanding capabilities without needing to jump between applications. With the ChatGPT integration, Siri can suggest a user access ChatGPT for certain requests, and Siri can provide the response directly. With Compose, users can ask ChatGPT to generate content for anything they are writing about from the system-wide writing tools. They can also use ChatGPT's image generation capabilities to add images alongside their written content. Users can choose whether to enable ChatGPT integration and are in full control of when to use it and what information is shared with ChatGPT. By default, a ChatGPT account is not required to use this integration. When using ChatGPT without an account, OpenAI will not store requests and will not use the data for model training. Additionally, users' IP addresses are obscured to prevent their sessions from being linked together. For those who chose to connect their account, OpenAI's data use policies apply. This is one of our first big integrations of Apple Intelligence into our operating systems. Additional Apple Intelligence capabilities will be available in the months to come. Siri will be even more capable with the ability to draw on a user's personal context to deliver intelligence that's tailored to them. Siri will also gain on-screen awareness and will be able to take hundreds of new actions in and across Apple and third-party apps. Priority notifications will also surface what's most important. In addition, users will be able to create images in Image Playground in a sketch type, an academic and highly detailed style that uses a vibrant color palette combined with technical lines to produce realistic drawings. That's a lot of significant features in 10 minutes, so we'll stop there. If you have a question or comment about Apple Intelligence features, you can send them to macminutes@gmail.com or go to x@minutes_mac or on Facebook. If you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. Our Mac Minutes host webpage, again, is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Mac Minutes is also affiliated with the Alaskan Apple Users Group at akappleug.com. That's akappleug.com. Other places we are on social media include X, Facebook, and a special invitation to join the Mac Minutes podcast group available on Facebook. You can provide input, special events, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. I share articles from other knowledgeable tech journalists that I believe are informative. I encourage you to join. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Spotify, and many other places where you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes podcast, brought to you by our friends at the Blueberry Podcasting Platform. Again, happy holidays to you, your family, and friends. Thank you for listening.